This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to Russian state news agency RIA, Russia's defense ministry wants a response from Ukraine's military by 5 a.m. Moscow time, 4 a.m. in Kyiv. Moscow said a refusal to surrender Mariupol would be like siding with bandits. But the deputy prime minister told the news outlet Ukrainian Pravda that there can be no talk of any surrender or laying down of arms. After days of relentless airstrikes, the city continues to resist Russian military forces, who are now engaging in urban fighting that requires going from building to building. Mariupol City Council said Saturday that several thousand residents have been taken to Russia against their will by Russian forces. The ultimatum by Mariupol's surrender came hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told CNN in an interview broadcast Sunday that failure to reach a negotiated agreement with Russia would mean that this, in fact, would be a third world war. He also said that if his country had been admitted into NATO earlier, the war would not have happened at all. Zelensky has also called for a comprehensive peace talk with Moscow that would restore Ukraine's territorial integrity and provide justice for his country. The Vitali Klitschko, the mayor of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, says one person has been killed following several explosions in the city's district. Klitschko said in the instant messaging service Telegram that shelling hit several houses in a shopping center in the district. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As it continued its barrage of the besieged city of Mariupol, Russia demanded again that Ukrainians put down their arms and raise white flags on Monday in exchange for safe passage out of town. Ukraine angrily rejected the offer, which came hours after officials said Russian forces had bombed an art school that was sheltering about 400 people. Western military analysts say that even if the city is taken, the troops battling for control there may be too depleted to secure Russian breakthroughs on other fronts. 3 weeks into the invasion, many see the conflict shifting to a war of attrition, with bogged-down Russian forces launching long-range rockets as Ukrainian forces carry out hit-and-run attacks. Analysts warn a stalemate could be even deadlier. The heat on the train was on the thick as the anxiety as Ukrainian survivors of one of the most brutal sieges in modern history were in the final minutes of their ride to relative safety in the western city of Lviv. Some carried out what they had thought it was a hand when they seized a chance to escape the port city of Mariupol. Amid relentless Russian bombardment, some fled so quickly that relatives who are still stuck in the starving, freezing city aren't even aware that they have gone. U.S. President Joe Biden has added a stop in Poland to his upcoming trip to Europe for urgent talks with NATO and European allies. Their trip comes as Russian forces concentrate their fire upon cities and trap civilians in their nearly month-old invasion of Ukraine. White House officials say Biden will first arrive to Brussels and then travel to Poland, where he will meet with leaders there. Poland neighbors Ukraine and has taken in more than 2 million refugees from the fighting thus far. It's been one of the most vocal countries in asking fellow NATO members to consider getting more involved to rein in the bloodshed. The U.S. Supreme Court says that the court justice, Clarence Thomas, has been hospitalized because of an infection. The court says in a statement that Thomas has been at Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, D.C. since Friday after experiencing flu-like symptoms. The court offered no explanation for why it waited 2 days to disclose a 73-year-old justice was in the hospital. It also provided no additional details about the infection, but also said that Thomas is being treated with antibiotics. According to the court, he could be released in the next couple of days. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. And just recapping our top story, as it continued its barrage of the besieged city of Mariupol, Russia demanded that Ukrainians put down their arms. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.